there's a lot of money going out of West Clare, taxpayers' money, property tax, road tax, and I'd like to see some of that money coming back into West Clare and put into small and medium business in rural villages and towns. And there's nothing happening in West Clare with the last 10 to 15 years, so we need something to happen to keep West Clare alive.
You're from Cree yourself. It's one of the 50 villages within the county that doesn't have a sewerage system. What impact has that had in development?
Well, you can't develop it. You have to have a sewerage structure to get development in any town or village at the moment. So we haven't it in Cree. It is proposed in Coat Clare by Mr. Bill Chambers, the outgoing councillor that resigned. And we have the sewerage got in Coat Clare. But I'd like to see if they could co-opt Cree into it. It's only up the road a couple of miles away. It wouldn't be a very big job. And if we could get the two of them done together, it'd be great. But at least we have a cut in Coat Clare at the moment, so we'll see from there.
Your first issue there you spoke of, and kind of the wider problem of small towns and villages throughout West Clare, and one of them mentioned was Mullock, for example, that you see the cafes and the shops that might have been there in yesteryear no longer exist. What kind of funding is needed? What projects are needed to breathe life back?
Well, you need to for the youth to be able to get money from the government, from the council or the government, to start up small business. And when you start the small business, a business can go bigger and bigger. I have an instance of myself, my own daughter. She started off with a smart business in our own village of Cree. Started off with a smart rented premises, and she ended up building her own premises now, which implies 12 part-time and full-time staff.
In terms of commercial rates and, you know, grants that are available from the council at the moment, do you feel more can be done?
I think more should be done with the money, our own taxpayers' money that's going out of West Clare should be put back into it, and at least we'd have something going for tourism. And like the amount of tourists and all that's coming into West Clare is unreal from now on until next September, and they're just all passing through West Clare. Nothing whatsoever there to stop them. No cafe on the Wild Atlantic Way, no nothing, until they hit up to Lahinch and North Clare.
And I suppose your focus then is you want incentives for that money to actually stay here rather than just go up to Lahinch or Ennis-Lyman, and not to stop them getting money as well. No, you want to see that more in the villages on the way.
Yeah, they're all entitled to their money, but we'd like to see something small, some bit coming back into West Clare. We've seen not only decline here, but the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen villages, post offices going, public houses closing, shops closing. Most villages are in the ruin over it. So we need something to be put back into West Clare to keep it alive and active.
Then the issue then, of course, is if you don't have your post offices, your businesses to create jobs, you have your population will go elsewhere.
Population goes elsewhere. We're losing. They're going to the next nearest place, but they're trying to bring them all into the big towns. So that we're left with nothing in the rural villages. We're left with nothing. So just all, everything is in my small village now. We're lucky enough. We have one public house left. We had two. With our post office is gone, and we've just a shop of beauticians and a takeaway. That's all we have left in my small village.
Just finally on that, Dini, something you raised as well, and when we're trying to get tourists to stop in different areas, one thing we're constantly hearing of these days, and quite unfortunately we have seen a marked increase in road deaths, and is road safety, but you mentioned road signs. Some of them are obscured, yeah. I think you said, by vegetation, and you've noticed some other issues.
Oh yeah, our signs are the signage is disgraceful. Going into a lot of villages and going a lot of even bad bridges in West Clare, real bad bridges. I could name two or three, and there should be at least with the new structure now for the signage with the satellite thing and all for bringing the power to them, there should be no problem having lighted signs going to all these bad bridges and all these villages. They need better signage.